The Alaska Public Interest Research Group, AGPIRG, has released a report on the Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act, or AGIA. The report by independent industry analyst Richard Feinberg does not take sides on pipeline projects, but says AGIA provides no assurance for the state of a fair return on its natural gas. Feinberg says as leaseholders of the gas, North Slope producers will be in a position of control, even if TransCanada's project wins state support.
There's a real possibility when the producers own 95% of the gas that will be shipped, at least in the early stages, are they in a position to dictate terms to TransCanada, despite all of the admirable provisions in the AGIA proposal that are supposed to deliver us low tariffs?
A low tariff is important to the state because it's subtracted from the price of the gas before major state taxes and royalties are applied. A low tariff means higher revenue for the state and also makes it more affordable for smaller companies to ship gas on a pipeline. High Trans-Alaska oil pipeline tariffs have historically shortchanged the state and limited competition on the North Slope. Feinberg cautions that tariff provisions are very complex and easily misinterpreted.
Any single point in this tariff process can be pulled out of context. There are good things in the TransCanada proposal. I am simply not clear that we have the context right, and I am clear that in many points on it, we seem to have the context wrong.
Feinberg says the unprecedented financial magnitude and international aspects of the project further complicate the TransCanada proposal. The Senate will hold hearings and may take a vote on the proposal next week.